He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, I got to put up the official welcome on. See, that's my official opening I use for VIPs. And I can't get no more VIP than my guest today on Giant 90.9. You already know who it is, so I'm not going to say anything. But before I get to my guest, I got to say welcome. My name is Emerson. Once again, for 1,214th time, you're not me, but I am on the best radio on the West Side, the best high school in the whole wide world. Puss the magic button. Yeah. Live and direct from Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9 Studios. Main line here at 244-9234. Yes, you could get in if you want to fit in. You can call me, 244-9234. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Get in when you can fit in, because this is the best side of the red side. And I don't do nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, without my students. Come on, Mr. Producer.
How you doing?
How you go?
Pretty good.
I got McKenzie in the corner. I got my dual student producer,
Michaela.
Did I say it again?
Yes.
I need more coffee. I get my. Okay, your name is Johnson today.
All right. Michaela. I'll take it.
Yeah. I keep on calling you Michaela. Michaela. I like messing with their names. Michaela, I'm 62, though, so I might be real. Might be something to that, Michaela. I might be just playing for real or really playing or something like that. But anyway, student produce. If it don't happen, we don't do it. What's going on? You guys, big weekend? Yeah. Somebody's going to New York.
I am. I'll be in New York in 3 weeks. I'm going with journalism. We're going to be there. We're going to go to Columbia University and participate in one of their events going on there.
Hey.
And then yesterday, I actually officially enrolled into Ball State and applied for housing, and okay. We'll be in the Johnson Hall.
Okay. Well, that's Michaela. See, she's behind the Facebook Live camera. That's why you couldn't see her face when she was talking there on Facebook Live. Cole, what you going to do? Anything special? Studying?
I've got drumline going on all weekend.
Hey, see, my kids are busy. See, they don't stay idle. They don't stay idle. So, student produce. Students are here doing great things. Before I get to my guests, the students do a thing we call
the big board.
So, on the big board, we have tonight is the Ben Davis Boys Basketball regular season finale. That's going to be Ben Davis at Arsenal Tech. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m. Sectional starts Tuesday, February 28th at Decatur Central, and then it'll be, of course, the first drawing was BD versus Pike. That's at 6 p.m. That's on Tuesday, February 28th. Be sure to not forget that the WBDG 51-51 Marathon is coming fast, and it's going to be April 28th through the 30th.
That could be so much fun.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, don't forget that this is also very close, spring break. March 18th through the April 3rd. No school those 2 weeks.
You like that, don't you?
I do. But honestly, I kind of want the school year to go a little slow my senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It really does. Because once the kids get out there, and I see them a lot of time, now they're parents. And so we're going to get into that, too. We'll talk more about it. But this, you're right. You slow that down because it goes so fast. Anything else? Ain't it?
No, that's it.
What was that thing they called
the big board?
And now. If I had to give me something, Mr. Producer, because this man here, he first became an educator in 1992. Y'all seen his bio? You seen it out there on the internet? You know what he's all about. He began teaching career at Prairie Central High School in Fairbury, Illinois. Where's that at? Dr. Butts, the superintendent of the MSD and Wayne Township School in the studio. Why you so busy?
Fairbury's right in the middle, smack dab in the middle of Central Illinois.
Central Illinois? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that song is very, what we're playing right now, because you are past president of one organization and you are president-elect of another organization. We're going to talk about that because I didn't know that until I did a little more research. I know Dr. Butts has been past president on a few organizations, but now he's a president-elect of his one coming up. We're going to talk about that because this man is how you so busy? B-U-S-Y? He is just busy. So I'm glad to have you. High five. Glad to have you here this morning.
Glad to be here.
A lot of things happen in Wayne Township. A lot of things happen in Washington, D.C. A lot of things happen in the state of Indiana. And they affect us here in Wayne Township. So you've done a lot. You're doing a lot. And so what I want to know is, before I get into my stuff, what you got to share with us? What you've been doing? What's been going on, Mr. President-elect? And I'm gonna get in that one later. But what's going on? You got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, thanks for having me, Emerson. It's golly, I tell you, with a district like the MSD of Wayne Township, with as many things happening in our schools and across our community, the activities that are going on with our community leaders and different organizations within Wayne Township, there's just so much to do, and such a blessing that I have the opportunity to be in the position that I am and work with all of these great people to help continue to make Wayne Township an amazing place for our students to learn, an amazing place for families like mine to live, and amazing place to raise our children. And so, you know, the last several weeks and actually the last couple of months have really been embroiled or I've been engaged deeply in working with our legislators. It is the general session is in session, and they have just a few more days, in fact Monday for the House and Tuesday for the Senate, to get their bills through.
Wow.
And so a lot of activity going on right now down at the State House, and so we've been working with our legislators to help guide some of the many bills that are focusing on the activities that happen within our school district and with our children. So that's consumed an awful lot of time. But you know what? We also have some great things happening. I know you've had Representative Macer in here.
Mm-hmm.
You've had Rick Proctor from Indy Gateway and Westside Chamber in here to talk about the economic development of the West Side. And the school district certainly plays a huge part in that, with 24 facilities in this community of just 37 square miles. 2,500 employees, 16,200 children now in our schools, and so we have lots of great things happening. But we like to play a role in helping to improve the economic development of Wayne Township. One great example is what's happening here at Area 31 at Ben Davis High School with the construction trades program, the building trades program, building a home for the first time in 15 years in the Drexel Gardens community, in cooperation with Indy Gateway and many different partners, including FedEx and Lowe's and B&W Wow. Plumbing and several others that have stepped up to really help out. I'm a huge sponsor in Pro Build, also known as over on Washington Street, Carter Lumber.
Carter Lumber.
Yep. And has actually just been a huge, huge partner, and thrilled to death to have them on board. But great opportunity for our community to put a piece of property that currently is not being utilized, build a home on it with our students.
That's awesome.
And put a new family into a home. Not we're not selling it to anyone who wants to turn that around and make it into rental property. We want somebody who's a first-time
Move
homeowner.
In your house.
Get a family inside of a house. That's right.
I'm going to slow you down because there's so much. Going back to the legislature, are there any special bills that stick out? I've seen one that was kind of interesting, students' right to pray in school. That was kind of interesting. You know, when you think about, I'm old school, y'all, 62 years old, so way back in the day where it was, but then again, you still can pray in school. You just go pray in your corner. But there's so many new bills out there. Anything sticks out for you that?
Well, there are several that are going through, and some of them have financial impact. Some of them have curriculum impact. Some of them, I think are bills that we're focusing on because they work against public schools. So those are some of the things that we're focusing on. Some of those bills have already died or been sent to committee for further study during the summer, and some are still active. But, you know, you mentioned the prayer in schools. Students right now have the right to pray in school in their own time, in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But currently they don't have the opportunity or don't have right to disrupt others in doing so, and to do so in a way that disrupts school.
You shouldn't do that anyway, though. I mean, well, that's not respectful.
You know, it's we're in interesting times, Emerson, and as you know, the change of administration has certainly been something that we've all been able to witness and watch in the first several weeks of the new presidency, and there's quite a bit of discussions going on about the executive orders that have been put into place and some new policies that are being implemented. And we know that it's having a direct impact here on our children, especially when we talk about children who are children of immigrants and may even be immigrants themselves, legal or documented or undocumented. And so we're working with those families and with those children, but we know that is a significant topic right now for us in our schoolhouses and our community. And it's scary for a lot of our folks. Yeah.
President-elect, not Trump, but President-elect Dr. Butts of the Indiana Association of the Public Schools Superintendents. Mm-hmm. Push the magic button, y'all. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This organization is a nonprofit professional association serving 425 members, including superintendents and other school administrators, professors of education, university students, and studying educational administration and retired superintendents. You've been in this, what's this position, in this organization before, because like, think you were the vice president, I think, last year. And this year, you think you'd be president-elect for the next term. What does this organization do? I know it's a whole bunch of superintendents, but what you guys do?
Yeah, so the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents really is an organization that provides support and professional development for superintendents across the state of Indiana. And the organization has been around for 55, 56 years and has been a tremendous asset to superintendents across the state. It's an organization that advocates for our superintendents in the state house, but it also provides professional development to superintendents across the state of Indiana. And so, Emerson, I've aspired to be in leadership roles my entire life. You mentioned past president. I've had the opportunity to lead in other organizations, and that people have put their trust in me and in serving in that role. And it certainly has been an honor and a blessing, including the YMCA, the Indian Urban Schools Association, and others.
Busy man.
But the opportunity to serve as president-elect and president for the 2017-18 school year of the principals the Superintendents Association is certainly one that I'm excited about, and I'm quite humbled that the superintendents across the state chose to place me in that position. So I'm ready to do that. I think this is a great time for us to advocate for public schools, especially with the reauthorization of what was known as ESEA, or many people know as No Child Left Behind. Now is the Every Student Succeeds Act, and we've slowed that down just a little bit with the appointment of Secretary DeVos, U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, who was confirmed just a few weeks ago. And so anytime a new administration comes in, including President Trump, and takes a look at existing policies and existing acts that are in place, they'd like to take a look at those and make sure their interpretation is the same as a previous administration. Of course, ESSA is an act of Congress, and so that has been vetted through the legislature and or through the Congress, rather. And so the question is now, how does ESSA get implemented on a statewide basis? Mm-hmm. And states are going to have some opportunities to have some flexibility. I've had the opportunity also in the last several months to serve on the transition team for State Superintendent Dr. McCormick.
We'll talk about that, too.
Yeah. And I'm currently on the senior advisory team for her, and so been very active in that role also with that transition from previous Superintendent Ritz to...
That was a very diverse group. And far as, because, you know, I mean, you're a Democrat.
I am bipartisan.
You're bipartisan. But the group on there, when I saw the group on there, it was very, very diverse.
Yeah.
I'm a Democrat, y'all. I'm on coffee, too. But it was a diverse group. And I saw you on there. And I know how you fight for our kids in Wayne Township.
Right.
And I know you fight for public education. Because we are a public school. Mm-hmm. No two ways about that. So how was it being on that transition team? That's what I want to know. Because all the political talk and trying to keep us straight, and then with No Child Left Behind gone, and the new ESSA coming through, and then with all the talk in Washington D.C. about the votes not liking public schools and liking charter schools. I mean, I guess I want to say is if you got to get involved in the stuff, you can't sit on the guideline, because if you don't like what you see, but you don't get involved, you can't change it. So Yeah. How was it being on that transition team?
Well, you know, and it was actually a wonderful experience. And Superintendent McCormick was not, she did not pick individuals to serve on that team based on their party affiliation. She served, she picked individuals because of their reputation across the state, because mm-hmm. of their positions mm-hmm. in various organizations, and because of their ability to give her the feedback that she needed as she began to make the transition and to look at who was currently working in the department, the organizational structures that existed, the services that were being provided, the job descriptions that were already in place, and to make recommendations to her on staff that needed to continue to serve, staff that maybe were not the right fit for her administration, mm-hmm. And different organizational structures that would better serve school districts and students across the state of Indiana from the structure that currently existed. And so that was our main charge. Our main charge was to go in, to interview current employees, to look at structures, and to give her recommendations. Some of those she took, and some of those she made her own decisions. And then, you know, that's one of the things that as the state superintendent, she needed to do with the feedback that we have, just like any leadership role. Sometimes you take the advice of those that are giving it to you, and sometimes that yeah. informs your decision, but you may not follow directly the advice. But she has been wonderful. Her calendar has been extremely active. She's been working with our legislators. She's been traveling the state, visiting schools, and her calendar has been packed over the last several weeks since she took over January the 9th. And so it has been wonderful to see that transition. I had a chance to talk to a member of the State Board of Education yesterday. That relationship is going very well, and we know that was fractured in the past.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to talk to several of our legislators who have a great deal of confidence in the Department of Education, in Superintendent McCormick. And so I think we're moving in the right direction there.
To get to it, I step into a lot of stuff, and I didn't mean to call you, but we talk about, you know, this is not a political show, but when you talk about being bipartisan, why is that? I know why, but that is so important when you got difference of ideals, but you're trying to find that middle ground. And Carly, you know, it's like Carly's always trying to find how can we work together, make mm-hmm. it better for our kids or our township, and that is so. I just want to say that's huge. That's huge. You know, for all you folks out there, the political junkies, there's something too about trying to find common ground and keep your mind open to new ideas. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the person you talk to the other side does the same thing. That's just so huge.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I often tell people I'm a conservative Democrat and a liberal Republican. And I think there's an awful lot of people out there like that who, you know, really vote for the candidate based on their positions, not necessarily just on the party. And in the role that I have as state or as superintendent of Wayne Township, and also in the other roles that I have across the state, I think it's really important that I work with all of our legislators and that I work on a bipartisan basis so mm-hmm. that we can get work done, whether it comes from the Democrats or whether it comes from the Republicans. The ultimate goal for us is to serve our children that are sitting inside of our classrooms and to better our community. And if I have to do that working with Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't matter to me. I just want it to get done. And I think that we are greatly benefited when we have bipartisan support, when both sides of the aisle are able to work together, both the House and the Senate are able to work together, and we can get things accomplished. And mm-hmm. so that really has been my charge, and it's been one of the things that I've tried to work very hard on. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's why we talk to our students. It's why we talk to our community about getting involved.
But if you don't do it, that's like 2 years of just dead space.
Yeah.
You haven't done anything. You haven't accomplished anything because you haven't tried to reach out to find those common ground where you can still make your community better. Because community still goes on during those 4 years, so you got to do your best to make it better.
Yeah, you know, there was a bill that went through the House and has made it through the House so far to elect, or excuse me, to appoint the state superintendent moving forward in 2021. Mm-hmm. The Senate voted it down, and 16 of the Republican senators voted against the bill, which killed the bill on the Senate side. But so it's still alive because it came through the House, and there'll be some additional discussion on it. But, you know, one of the questions, and I asked this to the state board member that I talked to yesterday, is that a good thing or not? And if you think about should the people have a voice,
mm-hmm.
the people that vote have a voice in who serves as our state superintendent. Right now, the governor has the opportunity to appoint the state board.
Right.
And so if the state board and the state superintendent are both appointed, then that takes some of the opportunity for the voting public out to make that decision and let their voice be heard.
Right.
Now, it also, and I, you know, I'm going to argue the other side as well. The governor's responsible for everything in the state of Indiana, just like the superintendent's responsible for everything in the school district. So if the governor's responsible for education in the state of Indiana, should he not have, or should she not have, depending on who sits in that chair, mm-hmm. the opportunity to determine who's going to lead education in the state of Indiana? And so I understand both sides of the argument. As a voter, I like the opportunity to vote on candidates and vote on the issues that I think are important to me, and to have that opportunity to at least have my voice be heard. And when I step into that booth, I can vote any way that I want. And I think that that's an important right for us to continue to fight for and to continue to exercise. And that's why we really encourage our students, when they turn 18, to register mm-hmm. to vote, and to vote in every primary and every election they can, so that their voice too can be heard.
Your past president, and you are still a current member of the Indiana Urban Schools Association. So you're a busy man. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a pretty deep organization. Now, you do get involved with some political issues with that organization. Am I correct?
We do, and I serve on the legislative committee for that group, and we're very active right now, meeting every Friday, talking about the bills that are going through and the activity that's occurred and how we want to position ourselves and advocate for our children. The Urban Schools Association works with districts across the state of Indiana who have urban populations. And we have those up in the north. We have them in the south. We have them, of course, here in central Indiana mm-hmm. as well. And in doing so, we're able to continue to be that voice for some of the issues that face urban schools that don't face other school districts. And that's an important voice for us, because not all of our legislators come from communities that have high poverty, that have high mobility, that have a great deal of diversity in their classrooms. And while those are wonderful things that make the MSD of Wayne Township this phenomenal place to be, they also bring additional opportunities and challenges for us that we need to be able to meet. And sometimes those require additional resources that we can provide inside of our classrooms and really outside of our classrooms to families to help them to be help them to be successful. And so we need to continue to be that voice and to make sure that people remember that we have different children in different communities across the state of Indiana, and those children can't be treated the same.
We're one of the diverse schools in the city. I don't know how many languages we have. At one time, we had 44 different foreign languages. I don't know where we at right now.
You know, we go anywhere from 70 to 75, depending on the day, because we have some mobility, and we are the most diverse. Because when you talk about diversity, you're not talking about one race greater than another. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is a blending of many different races and religions and creeds and cultures. And in doing so, you have to look at the total population. So if you have a district where you have a high minority population of only one specific minority mm-hmm. group, that's, you have some diversity there, but you don't have a great deal of diversity because you don't have multiple ethnicities and cultures involved. So the MSD of Wayne Township, because of all of the different students that we serve, is one of the most diverse in the state of Indiana.
We are what America looks like. I wanted to say that. We are what America looks like. We're doing this show today. We're doing it Facebook Live. So shout outs to Mr. Leland Thomas out there, Sam Williams II. Shout out to you. Maria Butler, shout out to you out there in Facebook Live. Anyone else out there checking this out here on Facebook Live, we're talking to Dr. Jeff Butts, the superintendent of Wayne Township Schools, MSD of Wayne Township. Busy man. I mean, you're a busy man.
Well, we all are, and I'll tell you I shared this with our student teachers just last week. I've shared it with a couple other student groups, but when I graduated from college, and when our students graduate, whether it be from high school or college, they have 40 to 45, 50 years to work, mm-hmm. and I always encourage our students, make sure you find that thing, that job, that profession, that vocation that burns that fire in your belly every single day, that you can't wait to get up in the morning. I was up at 3:00 this morning because I had things on my mind. I jumped right on my computer and started working. I just, you know, that happens. Mm-hmm. And you have to want to get up every single morning and do that thing that you love, mm-hmm. because you're going to be doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And so when we talk to our students about pathways, and we talk to them about making those choices, and we talk to them about going off to college and finding that thing that just
makes you excited every day. That's what education is for me. And that's what being superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township is for me. I get up every morning. I'm so excited to get to work. And when you work those long hours late into the night and you're active doing things, it doesn't feel like a job because you love what you do.
Right, right.
And it keeps you going and it keeps you motivated and it keeps that energy level high so that you can continue to function at a very high level. And so, you know, I'm active because I love it. It's not because it's something I have to do. There's a lot of my colleagues that don't do as much, that don't do as many things as maybe I do. And there's some that probably do more.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take advantage of the opportunities that are out there for me and for us as a community, as a school district. And it's what I love doing, Emerson. And I just hope everybody can find that same thing that motivates them every day so that they too can have as much fun as I'm having.
You said something there, Maria Butler. She said a great job to me. Thank you very much. But she said, Dr. Butts, we are Wayne. And we are Wayne. But you talk about, when you talk about just that last statement you made, and you addressed it to our youth, that goes to you older folks out there too. And when you say something, I hear that from me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm writing a speech and I'm calling it jobs. I've had a number of jobs, but it was a certain job that I've done that is my dream job, and I loved this is icing on my cake. This is just beautiful. For this I can do this all day long. But anyway, when you find that dream position that you want. And then you work towards it. Sometimes that position don't pay money, so you go do what you got to do, you know, legally to keep your bills paid. But you always, once you find it, you know you found it. So young folks or old folks, when you find that job, that career, that passion, you know when you do, and then you know where it's at, and you know how to get to it, and it just feel good. So you said something there. And for young folks out there listening, you know, take that to heart because, you know, life can throw you some curves and stuff, but you don't never give up. Never, ever, never, ever. Ever get up. And if your friends around you, folks, I'm saying right now, if your friends around you don't support your dreams, change your friends around you.
That's right.
It's time to change and get some new buddies.
That's
you know?
Right.
What you mean? You can't do this. You can't be this star. You can't go to college. You can't go to New York. You can't do this. You can't be in the... No, change your friends. Find some new buddies to hang with. You know, Dr. Bush, you do great work for us. I got grandkids in the district now. My girls came through. They got their high school diplomas. Now they all got degrees. Two of them got bachelor's degrees, and one has a master's, Ben Davis graduates. Keep doing what you're doing for our kids. Any parting shots out? Anything you want to land?
Yeah, Emerson, I know our time's running short. I just want to...
You own this place. You tell... What are you talking about? We can go 4 hours.
I know. Mr. Easter will edit all this out. But,
no, he won't.
What I want to conclude on... Is a recent situation that happened with teacher performance grants. And our teachers in the MSD of Wayne Township received $47 each, whereas other districts in the state of Indiana received upwards of $2,400 in this performance grant because of passing rates on ISTEP. And the grant is called the Teacher Performance Grant. And what we argued down at the State House and what we continue to advocate for is teacher performance isn't about taking students that walk into your classroom, passing the test at the beginning of the year, and having them still passing the test at the end of the year. And in fact, this past year, the distribution was such that there were schools who had fewer students passing in this year than they had in the previous year and still received higher dollars than our students or our teachers did in the MSD of Wayne Township. What we believe teacher performance is and why we value our teachers here in Wayne Township so much, our teachers take our students wherever they are when they walk in.
Yeah.
They don't control what happens to our students before they walk in, but they do control their academic progress once they get into that classroom as long as they're there. So we always advocate for growth, that our teachers take our students and help them to grow as much as they possibly can in the time that they're given. And so our teachers do not work, of course, everyone works for pay, but our teachers don't stand around waiting for a grant. They're not waiting for that December grant. And our teachers took that $47 and made sure that that money was donated to the Education Foundation to serve our students with grants. And so I could go on for another half hour on this, but what I would tell you is I'm so proud of the work that our teachers are doing. They're not doing it for extra pay. They're not doing it for extra bonuses. They're doing it because they love our children and because this is the place for them. This is the right fit for them. They love their jobs. They come every single day to make sure they give their very best to our children each and every day. And that's why we have the best teachers in the state in the MSD of Wayne Township.
I agree.
I can actually second on that because my parents are divorced. Okay, my dad, he was going through some stuff. He didn't even have his own house. My little sister was going over there and staying the night. He only had a bed for himself. He had a twin, or like it was a twin size bed for himself. And my sister goes over there to stay the night and visit him. And he had to lay, he put boxes together and had her lay on top of them. Like, that's not a bed. So she goes, she's an avid. She goes to her avid teacher. She tells her. The next day, he comes in with a blow-up air mattress, and he's like, here, take this. Mm-hmm. So when you go see your dad, you know, now you have a bed. I mean, it just made us, I mean, that's amazing. That's so much that we didn't, that he did not have to do. So,
you know, Michaela, that's a phenomenal example of what our teachers do, and we see things like that across the entire district. With our teachers going out of their way to use their own resources to help our families. And again, it's because our teachers do more than just teach in the classroom. They are there to serve and to make our children's lives better, to make our families' lives better. And, you know, it goes back to Emerson. You've said it a couple times. We are Wayne. It's not just a slogan. It's not just a motto. It is a belief. It is how we operate. And it is pervasive throughout our entire community.
I told y'all this is a student-produced show. I told y'all we don't do nothing unless my students are involved. And now you heard from one of my students, and it is all about the kids. And you're right about one thing, about a lot of things, but our teachers don't do it for the pay. I mean, I've been on staff. I've been in the hallways. I've been in the classrooms. I've talked to the kids. I've talked to the teachers. They don't do this for pay. It's in their blood. It's in their, you know, these are like the parents of the parents when the parents ain't here.
Well, they're certainly service minded, and they, you know, they kind of complete that continuum. We want to work with our families and with our parents or guardians or whomever is in that family structure, and we want to make sure that that this is something that we can work with the home and the school together, so that we can give the very best opportunities for our children.
I mean, you hear the senior's choice, you hear it there, and then it's also, I read an article, I think it was your website, it was the Urban. Indiana ICA, with your past president. I think it was on that website where they talked about a three-peg stool. Mm-hmm. And one of the pegs was the education, mm-hmm. then the parents, and then the other factors in society. Mm-hmm. And without good support from each one, you know, you fall. Mm-hmm. And it made so much sense, you know, how, you know, the role of the parents, the role of the teachers, and then the role of all the other stuff that goes in there. But you take away one, you know, you can't stand.
Right.
It makes so much sense. So it's so much going on here in Wayne Township. Our schools are open to our for the community. So much going on Area 31. So many different programs.
Speaking of which, Wayne Shares coming up next week.
That is an awesome program.
Wayne Shares is an opportunity, over 75 courses. These are free to the community. They happen every night the next week. You can find it on our website, Wayne Shares. There's a link on our homepage. And it's classes taught by community members. It's classes taught about everything from how to sew to how to change your oil. And so take a look. It's you don't have to sign up in advance. It's first come, first serve. No cost. It's absolutely free. Great opportunity to learn from other community members and to pick up a skill or some different thing that you hadn't already known about or wanted to know about. Mm-hmm. And so highly recommend next week, Wayne Shares, Area 31. It's part of our strategic plan, and we hope that we get a great participation rate.
I will post that on my Facebook, folks, for you can see that, because it is huge. I mean, for you folks that always want to learn how to do something, you can learn. And you can learn to do it yourself and save some money. It's going to be so awesome. Dr. Butts, we're 7 minutes over. That's all. Not too bad. So we can write passes for them. Yeah, I was talking to Dr. Butts. So use that one. But anyway, thank you, sir. Awesome. And you already know you don't need an invitation.
Invite me back, Emerson.
You don't need an invitation. You show up at the big window, we'll put you on. I don't care what the topic is, you know, because you always got good stuff to bring and keep us informed of what's happening in our community, with the legislature, and what's happening with our kids, because it is all about our kids. So let's keep it up. So let's get these kids to class.
Outstanding.
To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And student, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Dr. Butts. You can't go wrong. You really can't. You really can't go wrong. And remember, don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man.
Pull up your pants.
I can't stand sagging. I still can't. And the bad part about it, sagging ain't hip. You can't mess around, you're going to get a new one. You gonna get a new hip because you gonna be hips be all messed up. Hip replacement. There's other stuff out there. I saw it on the internet. There's other health issues.
That's why our students need to become hip doctors.
That's right. You know, and that ain't hip.
Joint specialists.
Walk around job sagging security. Your pants. Yeah, job security. There's other health issues. You don't want. Don't be sagging your pants. It works. When you get older, you're gonna be regretting you sag your pants. Wait, and that works for the old man sagging his pants.
I've never tried it.
It looks so sloppy, man.
Not comfortable. I never tried it.
Old man walking down the street with his dog, mm-hmm. sagging his pants. His dog looked better than he did. That's fish bad.
Buy a belt.
God, man, go to Goodwill. Go to Dollar. Oh, man. The views of Press School is not necessarily the views of the image of Wayne Township or Ben Davis High School, Giant Nump. The views of my guest. In my guest and my view. So until next week, I don't know who my guest is going to be, but it'll be somebody important because this is a very important show. So we'll see you next week on School Talk.